As I affirm my dream, I watch it unfold. As I affirm my dream, I watch it unfold. Oh, the more we put our attention on the desires of our life, the more we put our attention on the things that are important to us, the more we see them unfold. We see them unfold because that's what's in our mind. That's what's in our heart. That's what's in our life. It doesn't matter what that dream may be. It doesn't matter at all. It only matters that as we put our attention, as I affirm my dream, I watch it unfold. Every one of us is watching our dreams unfold. Some, unfortunately, are not what we say we want. We do not want illness, unhappiness, lack, poverty of any kind. We don't want that in our life. And yet, that's what we pay attention to. That's exactly where we put our thought, where we put our affirmation. We say, I don't have enough money for that. I can't afford that. I don't know how to handle that. That's beyond my means. That's beyond my experience. I just can't do it. And as we say that, we confirm that in the fact that we do not do it. It's not just that we can't do it, we do not do it. Now, if someone said to you, would you like a piece of candy? And you don't take it because you don't want to be manipulated, you don't want to be controlled by another person, you don't want to have another person have owe you something or you owe them something. And so you don't take the candy. And you say, I don't want that candy. In your heart, oh, you'd love that candy. You could just taste it. It tastes so good. Well, you may take that piece of candy, and you may eat it and enjoy it. And it has nothing to do with being obligated to pay back that other person for a piece of candy. It only means you're in the flow. You're in the flow of abundance. You're in the flow of goodness. You're in the flow of righteousness. When you go around the world seeing everybody whole and perfect, seeing everybody living a happy, fulfilled life, everybody enjoying that piece of candy, when you go around the world seeing that, then that will be all your life is all about. Your life will only be all about abundance. Your life will only be all about the fulfillment of every affirmation that you dream of. And then you watch it unfold in your world. It's just a matter of you putting the cause in motion, me putting the cause in motion for whatever it is that makes us happy, that makes me happy. I look at my dog as he walks by me, and I reach down to pet him. He's just out of distance. He's hurrying along. And then I think to myself, the next time, I'm going to pet Rex. And I'm going to pet him, and he will be there for me to pet. And so I reach down to pet him, and he stays in range of my petting. And he lets me pet him. And he says, thanks, Dad. That's very nice. Appreciate that. And then he goes hurrying on to his business. When I thought I wanted to pet him, and I knew I was going to pet him, I put that cause in motion, and he was there to be petted. You say, well, that's no big deal. Oh, yes, it is. That's what our life is all about. Our life is all about accomplishing whatever thought at any one moment we have in our thought system. Now, it doesn't matter what that thought may be. It may be the silliest thought. Maybe you thought, I want to kiss somebody. Maybe you thought, I want to love somebody. Maybe you thought, I want to give something to somebody. My first thought when I want to give something to somebody is that they want what I am going to give them. They say, thank you. They say, I am so happy. That was very nice of you. Thank you. And that's the end of it. Beginning and the end. But I am in the flow of giving and sharing. And as long as I'm in the flow of giving and sharing, Then I am in the process of affirming my dreams and watching them unfold. I'm affirming my experiences in life. I'm affirming my choices in life. I'm affirming everything that I do in life. And I watch it unfold. Can you watch everything unfold in your life? Can you watch the activities of your world unfold before you just the way you want them to unfold? Well, if you are and do that, it's because you know that your dreams are your affirmations. Your dreams are your affirmations. And you say, I'm going to pet Rex. And you reach down and you pet your dog. I pet my dog. And he is there to be petted. And he doesn't run away while I'm petting him. He walks with me and I'm petting him. And it's wonderful. And then I'll tell you another time. He's sitting there in the shade up ahead on the path. And I'll bend over, open my arms, and he will just come roaring into my arms and slide between my legs and say, pet me, pet me, pet me. And I'll pat him and love him. And after just a moment or two of that, I'll stand up and he will come out from between my legs and bounce up in the air and dance along and say, that was so nice, that was so nice. Who created that? I did. Why did I create that? Because I enjoy it. Why did I create Rex doing what I want him to do? Because Rex always does what I want him to do. My affirmation, my dream, my expectation, that's what I receive. That's what I experience. Whatever is my dream, that is what I experience. Yes, life's like that. Life is just like that, because that's what we're all about. That's what we're all about, and how wonderful that is. Now, how do we handle things like that? Well, we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, do we mean that our body is sickly? No. We keep recognizing that dream is a reality in our life, and it manifests itself that way. I look around at the world, and I see everyone enjoying abundance, everyone enjoying good health, everyone enjoying harmony, everyone enjoying happiness and peace and love. And as I look around and see that, as I look around and affirm it, whether it's there or not, I affirm it, and lo and behold, there it is. It was there all the time, just waiting for me to dream it, to affirm it, to know it, and live in that experience. You can do that every moment of your life if you choose. You can affirm your dream and watch it unfold if you choose. But it's a matter of not looking at appearances, not looking at the world as it might seem to be, but looking at the world from your inner awareness, your inner recognition, your inner unfoldment. And as you do that, then watching it reveal itself in your experience. As I affirm my dream, I watch it unfold. As I affirm my dream, I watch it unfold. Because that is all that matters. What I affirm, what I am, what I do, and how I do it. Because nothing else in the entire universe makes any difference whatsoever than what I choose to have experiencing in my life, in my world. Because that's my life, that's my world, that's my choice, that's my affirmation, that's my dream, and I reveal it in my daily experience. Join me in doing this. It's a lot of fun. I know you'll have as great a success in doing it as I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.